Hello, my name is Fernanda Paula Goy Flores, del tercero cuatro, and I am going to talk about pollution in Mexico City goes from bad to worse. Mexico City. In the late 1980, the air in Mexico City was so dirty that birds exhaled a last thrill before falling from the trees onto the sidewalk. Their little bodies stiff as evidence of the world pollution, world environment. That was the story I heard of over and over again when I first came to some years later. No one had seen this, of course, but the dark humor of this urban legend reflected a twist survivor pride. The smoke started to go away. The government closed a large refinery and dropped heavy industry of old city. New regulation removed lead from gasoline and created incentives for people to buy new cleaner cars. The song of the birds returned and continued for now. So far this year, the city has only recorded 20 clean days. The rest of the days, the sun level and other indicators were above the limits imposed by the government. Why did here be found it? Pollution just was concern for people. As long as people don't comply and is not very visible, the government does guide its priority, said Mario Molina, who received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry and is director of the Mexico City Research Institute that bears his name. The institute offers advice to the authorities on the actions they should take. Without that sense of emergency, anti-pollution measures that could have made a difference years ago, state the federal government, for example, has been slow to raise emissions standards for new vehicles. In April, the Regional Environment Commission decided to force the issue by abruptly reducing the level of contamination from which the environmental contingency is declared. And from one moment to another, everyone starts talking about pollution. Radio shows have hardly updates on how ozone levels are rising and not how close the city is to being back on lockdown. Newspapers fill the front pages with photos of urban panoramas wrapped in a yellowish gray shadow. Drivers post photos of vehicles emitting dirty smoke on Twitter. The old attitude of enjoying the outdoors with Hain Station has having high white to eager checks on the city as quality map. And the map. There were rumors that the government was importing dirty gasoline from China, but officials were quick to deny them. The new smoke-filled reality has prompted the authorities to tighten up. The emergency measures will be enforced until the end of the month, when the summer rains begin. Every day, 20% of the cars in this region stop circulating. Ozone and some particles have risen so high that Mexico City's Environmental Commission has declared a environmental contingency since March, imposing special rules that include taking 14 of vehicles off the road, but the drivers say they are putting all the blame on them. The rest of the cars saw absolutely nothing, says Oscar Rojas Ayala. Al huevo uses is 2009 Mitsubishi Sport to visit clients in the city first. Flung Heights, the show shake it out. Why did refugee pollution use was for people? The smoke started to go away, the world closed a larger refinery and dropped heavy industry of the city neck regulations removed lead from gasoline and create incentives for people to unique cleaner cars. So far this year, the city has only record 20 clean days. The rest of the days, the ozone level and other indicators were up the limits imposed by the government. Then the smog started to go away. The government closed a large refinery and dropped heavy. And from one moment to another, everyone started think about radio shows have hardly updated or no. There were rumors that the importing dirty gasoline from China, but officials were quick to deny. This is just a business for the government to get more money. Says Armando Cortez de la Rosa, who does live in the city but needs the verification sticker to visit relatives, they removed it will take 2 million cars and the pollution continues. What is the strategy? Ask Elsa Pliego, 46 years old. He argues that some anti-pollution measures just cause more traffic like bike lanes that keep cars single file. Today they do one thing, another one tomorrow, he said. In April, the Regional Environmental Commission decided to force the issue be abruptly reducing the level of contamination from which the environmental contingency is declared. Without a sense of emergency, pollution measures that could have made a difference years ago stage. The federal government, for example, has been slow to raise emission standards for new vehicles. This why is the strategy? Ask Elsa Pliego. Years old, he argues that some anti-pollution measures just cause more traffic like big lane stack keep cars single file. Todo I te do one time, another one tomorrow, he said.